We mark our days by sunlight. We naturally wake up in the morning and fall asleep at night because our eyes use light to help tune our bodies and our clocks. Next in our science series, Finding Time, Ari Daniel talks to a man who stays in sync with the sun even though he's been blind for years.
We'll start in a small one-bedroom apartment about an hour's drive north of Toronto.
Oh, I love my sports. I love my Blue Jays. They need me to coach them. They'd be winning, I'll tell you.
Every baseball season, 73-year-old Fred Crittenden plants himself in front of his television, where he listens to the games. He doesn't watch them because he can't see.
I went blind. I was 35 years young.
Crittenden has retinitis pigmentosa, an inherited condition that led to the deterioration of his retinas. He lost all his rods, the cells that help us see in dim light, and all his cones, the cells that let us see color in brighter light. Within a single year, 1985, Crittenden says he went from perfect vision to total blindness.
The last thing I saw clearly was my daughter, Sarah. She was 5 years old then. I used to go in at night and just look at her when she was in the crib, and I could just barely still make her out, like her little eyes or her nose or her lips or her, you know, her chin and that kind of stuff. And even to this day, it's hard.
Hmm. Over what period of time did you come to terms with it?
Took me about a year.
And now you don't have any light perception.
I have no light perceptions, total darkness.
Today, over 35 years later, Crittenden manages just fine. There's plenty he doesn't need help with, including syncing up with the 24-hour day-night cycle.
Oh, yes, I eat pretty near the same time every day. In the mornings, you know, let's say 8 and 12, and then 5 o'clock at supper time. I love my food.
At night, Crittenden listens to sports or his talking book machine. He's asleep by 11 and out of bed every morning about 6:30. No alarm needed. That may not seem remarkable, except that our circadian clocks are deeply influenced by light.
If you never saw any light, you would slowly shift your sleep cycle so that you'd start falling asleep later and later.
Marla Feller is a neurobiologist at UC Berkeley.
But what happens is every day you go out and look at the sun, and it entrains this circadian clock to be on a 24-hour cycle.
And so we're faced with a mystery. Crittenden is blind.
Yep, told doctors.
And yet his internal clock marches to the 24-hour beat of a sunlit world, give or take a few minutes. Crittenden and others like him offer insight into a system in our brains beyond rods and cones that allows certain people who are blind to still use the sun to maintain their internal clocks. Which brings us to Iggy Prevencio, a biologist at the University of Virginia who, in grad school in the 90s, was studying the African clawed frog.
The frog is really a disgusting-looking animal. It has a very slimy skin.
That skin contains cells that darken with pigment when they detect light. Prevencio discovered the molecule responsible for the light detection, which he called melanopsin. He found it in the retina of the frogs, and of mice, too.
We were looking through the microscope, and I told my colleague who was with me, I said, we are the first people in the world to actually view a completely novel sensory system in mammals.
Including humans. Now, melanopsin isn't in our rods or cones. Rather, it's inside these big neurons called melanopsin cells, and they're parked in a different layer of the retina. Here's Michael Doe, a neurobiologist at Boston Children's Hospital and the Harvard Medical School.
Imagine an octopus with its tentacles reaching out. The melanopsin cells, their arms reach out and overlap with the arms of other melanopsin cells to form a mesh over the retina.
The entire mesh is sensitive to light. The tentacles of those melanopsin cells, they radiate all over our brains.
I think it's something like 30 brain regions are contacted directly by these cells. One place is the structure at the base of the brain that is our master circadian clock.
It's called the suprachiasmatic nucleus, and it uses the light information fed to it by melanopsin cells to instruct the rest of our body when it's time to sleep and wake up. Sachin Panda is a chronobiologist at the Salk Institute, and he says there have been lab experiments where mice have had their melanopsin switched off.
These mice, they can sense light to some extent, but they take really long time.
For instance, give them a lab mouse version of jet lag, where one day you suddenly shift when the lights get turned on and shut off.
These mice, instead of taking 7 days to reset to the new time zone, they will take a month.
So that's our mystery solved. Fred Crittenden, our guy near Toronto, has no functioning rods or cones, but he does have melanopsin cells, which allow his brain to use light subconsciously to help synchronize his circadian rhythms, telling his body to start a new day every morning to make sure he's awake when Sarah, his daughter, who's 42 now, gives him a call.
She usually calls me every other day, see how I'm doing and that kind of stuff. She's a good girl.
When we spoke, Crittenden had a photo of Sarah in his apartment. In it, she's smiling. The photo was hanging in his bedroom opposite the window. And on a clear day, a shaft of sunlight would flash through that window and light up Sarah's face. Ari Daniel, NPR News.
And a version of this story premiered during a live show at the Charles Hayden Planetarium at the Museum.